this week's sudden snap of frigid weather is a jolting reminder about the importance of the annual Coats for Christmas campaign and its mission of spreading the warmth with our neighbors in need. And Missy LaRocco is with us in the studio this morning with more details about this year's Coats for Christmas campaign. We were just talking a little bit before we went on the air. You said it's shaping up to be a record year, a really strong year.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a banner year. We have had so many people come forward and say, I've got coats I want to donate. I want to be a collection site. I want to donate something this year. So it's, as you always know, it's a huge community collaboration, and everyone's coming forward this year.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but to give people an idea of the size and scope of this, how many coats, like last year, did you collect?
We collected about 2,000 coats last year, and I think we're close to, I'm guessing by the numbers and the bags I've been seeing, this is collection week. It started Monday, and it goes through Friday. All coats need to be down to City Apparel by Friday, December 1st. But I would say from the early collections already, we're gonna beat that mark of 2,000.
And all of those get used. And most of them are distributed at the distribution event. We'll talk a little bit about that and how that will work. But even those that are left over are put to good use.
Correct. In fact, on Friday, we're doing something a little bit different this year with our setup. Our cops and kids will come. They get a golden ticket, and any kids that shop with cops that also need a coat can get those Friday night. And then distribution, as you know, will be Saturday and Sunday. And then afterwards, we collect everything, and we give all the leftover coats to Chopin Hall. And Ron over at Chopin Hall says they're usually gone within a few weeks of distribution. So that's great. We're also going to be giving a chunk to City Mission this year. And then there will be an individual that's collecting the sum for the schools for the students that can't come out to get them.
Yeah. It just underscores all of this, underscores the need in the community. Because, again, every year there are literally thousands of people that otherwise would not have. I mean, imagine walking out like yesterday, this morning,
freezing.
Walking out the door, literally freezing
and
not having a warm coat.
Yes. And since they're all dry cleaned by City Uniform and Linens, and then City Apparel is helping with the collection, this is a family tradition, as we know, and it's just gone on from year to year. And it's just wonderful because you get a clean used coat. And most of these coats, they look beautiful when they come out.
Yeah. And that's really so what we're asking folks is to just kind of go through your closet. For the coats that you may have from a year or two ago that are still hanging in the back of the closet that you don't use anymore.
Correct.
In most cases, they're just fine.
Yep. Or you've got five or six and you really only need two. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. and just drop them off. There are a number of donation locations.
Correct. So all the city schools, all the county schools collect. They've done that for us several years. But we've got a handful of businesses. We've got anything from restaurants. Japan West is collecting, to LGBTQ Spectrum is collecting, to the library, the mall, the family center. I mean, anywhere you can probably find a coat box. Even Blanchard Valley is collecting some for
we've
us this
got
year.
A bin outside of our studios.
Correct.
Here
WFIN.
At Lake Cascade. So, generally, they need to be in good shape. I mean, again, if you've got some where the zippers don't work or they're missing buttons or whatever, you're not repairing them. You're cleaning them, but you know, don't have the time to or the manpower to repair all of these coats. So they need to be in good condition. But in addition to coats, there are other things that you're collecting as well.
Yes. So we have hats, mittens, scarves, and blankets. And we've really tried to come forward. We have a committee member that's just geared for blankets this year. And the churches, a lot of the local churches are collecting blankets for us. So we should have more than we've had in the past. Those usually tend to run out on Saturday, and hopefully they'll last us through Sunday this
That just gives you an idea of how this has grown through the years. You actually have people in charge of things like just blankets.
It's become
this huge thing. This program dates all the way back to the mid-80s,
yes,
right?
Correct. From the Kramer family. So Paul Kramer's started it, and it kind of has gone through. Now Rich Kramer and Ani Kramer, his children are carrying out through his retirement, but he still pops in. The family still pops in to help us on that those days.
And I have seen in years past, there's been a number of years ago, the piles of coats at the back of the store
Correct.
Getting ready to be cleaned. And it is quite the job to go through and clean.
So after we collect this week, we will take the whole following week up until distribution date to clean them and hang them. So we take volunteers that come in every single night, Monday through Thursday or Friday, if we don't get done on Thursday, to help hang those coats and get them ready to go.
Because this is in addition to all the regular work that you do, which is still going on. So you know, it's not like you can shut everything down for a week and right around the holiday season and do this. This is in addition to truly a labor of love.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. It is a huge donation from City Uniform and Linen. It is a big task.
Yeah.
And they're doing that on top of their regular jobs.
So the donations are accepted through Friday, right?
It's Friday, December 1st, correct?
Okay. So get to your closet, make the donations. You also take new donations of new coats too.
Yes. And if you're going to be purchasing, we always need smaller children coats.
Okay.
Those are hard to come by. And also very large coats, three X's, two X's. We could really use those because those go really fast.
So those are the ones that are most in need.
Yes.
So big shout out if you've got either end of the spectrum to help with these. And then how does the distribution work? Give us the details on this here.
So we are at the East Branch YMCA again this year.
Okay.
Distribution will be Saturday, December 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you need transportation out there, HATS is going to be giving transportation from 10 to 1, just a period of time. But make your reservations by that Thursday or Friday at the latest for HATS to come and get you. And then Sunday, we'll also be distributing from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., both times out at the East YMCA branch on Manor Road.
And what's great about this is it's open to all. If you need a coat, come get a coat. That's the thing.
Yeah, no income guidelines. We're not going to check anything. You need a coat, just come get a coat, please.
Yeah.
We want you to have one. It's not even completely, if you're outside of Hancock County, we've had some people from Allen County, some people from Toledo. You're free to come. If you want to make the trip and you need a coat, we'll have a coat for you.
And if folks need more information, or you can't find a distribution spot, you can always reach out. City Uniforms and Linen has more information, right?
Yeah, probably. Instead of interrupting them on their business, go ahead and just call. You can call me. I've gotten plenty of phone calls. So if you need to call, and all this stuff is on our website too.
Yeah, there we go.
CoatsForChristmas.org.
Such a big, big program, big event that you actually have your own website now.
We do, yes.
And we do have that linked up at our webpage too for more information. Again, the donations being accepted through Friday, the Coats for Christmas collection going on right now, and then next weekend is the distribution. And like we said, all of these coats are going to get distributed. You don't have to worry about it, you know, your donation going to waste.
It's going to go to good use. I can promise.
It's going to get used. Somebody is in need for sure. Again, Coats for Christmas Committee Chair Missy LaRocco with us this morning. Missy, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.